And hi, we are back here in Vianden Castle. As I said, you can hear, I don't know if you can hear this, but in the background we have lots of sounds that proof just the medieval vibe here. And I'm not alone here. It's Ladia from the Czech Republic stand here in Medieval Festival. They're really cool. They have lots of things to show up here. And I'm just happy to have you, Ladia. Hi.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
just a bit lower the background, yeah, because we can hear it some ourselves. Tell us, because I know you came specially for the festival here.
Yes.
It's not like you're not living in Luxembourg.
No, we are not living. We are just for this event.
So how did it come? Like, how was the collaboration? Where did it start from?
So this part, or the introduction of the 17th century war flavor, part of the festival for a long time.
Okay.
But especially our group is here after 11 years again. So before us there was another group, but now we are here.
Nice. Do you have anything related with what means history and what you show here? Well, how did it all started for you, for your team?
So we are here from two groups, the Berit and the Butler's Dragoon Regiment, and we are the reenactors. So we are interested in the military history, and we are reenacting the military units from the 30 Years' War. So that is our hobby.
Nice. So in Czech Republic, you do...
Yeah.
You do this.
Yeah. We are doing this, but not only that, we are participating the many kind of the battle reconstruction in the Europe, in Poland, Germany, Holland, Italy.
How do you find the atmosphere in Vianden Castle?
Yeah, that's really cool. The castle is nice and the people are really calm. That perfect.
How long are you going to be there? Till the end of the
year? Yeah, till the end of the evening.
So why people should come today here? What they can see at your stand?
So there is a lot of things, but if I will talk about our show, we try to take people back to the 17th century, to the 30 Years' War, and we try to show and introduce the people how the musketeers fight, how were they equipped, and etc. So
you were fighting just a couple of minutes ago,
somewhere there.
Okay. If you had the possibility to go back in the medieval period and you choose to be a character from there, which character would you choose to be?
I'm not sure if you will know the name, because it's a very one famous general, originally from the Czech Republic, the Wallenstein. He was a very famous general of the Imperial Army.
So you'll be a warrior,
naturally. Yeah. Because be in back in the medieval, on the Renaissance period, like a normal common man, I think that it is really tough style of life.
I guess so, yeah. And just imagine how much they could manage without technical, you know, what we have today.
Yeah.
Ladia, thank you very much. It was great. If you want to transmit, just to say anything to people who are listening to us and just make people come here, tell them anything you want.
Yeah, just came, see how the medieval life looks like, enjoy the day here, and we will take care about you.
Any favorite place in Luxembourg?
Never been in any other place in Luxembourg.
Oh my God, we have to do this. We have to do this. Okay, stay tuned here with some Hips Don't Die in medieval style.
Thank you very much.
And wish you good luck and see you around.
Thank you very
much. Bye-bye.